Michelin this morning.
Is this a he could go to Michelin?
No. Got him up. He wanted to go.
Hey, I'd be getting back in bed if I could right now.
After that. So what time did you go to bed last night?
10 or 10:30. It was a decent time. Then I tried to get the wife to be quiet, but she finally hushed about 10:30 or so.
Ken, come on in here.
Hey, W, give me just a minute.
I'm texting last night after Ken's bedtime and had a group text going on.
Gotta hate that.
Going on.
Get to him.
Haven't looked at what the text was all about yet.
Because I hadn't looked at my phone yet.
Morning, I don't remember.
Got up and replied about 3 o'clock.
Well, do not disturb at a certain time, so it won't go off and let you repeatedly call it. That's certain people.
And set up 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It's off. And then, if you're certain people, you can call through.
My wife got playing this weekend.
Line me up to go over to her father's house to help her brother reassemble the kitchen. They had to replace a wall, and the contractor replaced the wall. Now we got to put in the kitchen, new kitchen cabinet, you know, for the sink, and put the sink in. I think we got a hot water heater, and then we got to put a floor down, and so that's about it.
Sounds like a busy weekend to me.
Thinking.
It's going to be dragging Monday morning.
By Monday off, just they can have some rest. Yeah. Monday, you don't have to do any more honey-do list.
About, I guess it's been about 2 weeks now without the kitchen sink.
I think something was wrong with the wall.
It was a really old house, and the wall was basically falling down. It was already raining in.
I'm tired. You can come back Monday.
It'd be real bad to do. I don't know. He's supposed to pick up the stuff tomorrow morning.
Get done in 2 days.
They're planning on doing the floor, you know, putting down maybe that pergo floor, that snap together floor, probably next weekend.
Plans next weekend either.
Again, after that, then the granddaughter comes.
Going to that gun show you was talking about this weekend.
If you showed was at the Shrine Club, and that the one I was talking about was on the one there at the Greenville Convention Center off of 291.
Here at the Ag Center this weekend, right there at the airport. I think it's up here at the Ag Center across from the airport this weekend.
Yeah, I'll have to check into it. I think a trade for her 38 special with her brother. I don't know what she's got lined up.
Greenville at the convention center?
It's on the 20th, the 21st.
Go to that one.
Weekend is the Briars Amateur Radio Rally.
Right together, that'd be perfect.
Guns and radio all in one place.
Different way to give you a wallet. HT and a CZ pistol to go with.
What was it over there at Sharpshooters in Greenville? They have couples night. It's like the first Friday every night, and you can shoot for $20 a couple.
Just don't know what range is normally charged.
And by you, that CNC is $15 a lane for the first person, and if two are shooting, it's another $10.
Not there. I've thought about it many times, but I never have. I mean, it seems like a decent facility. I've been in there a couple times where I bought my son's shotgun, but I've never shot there at all.
There once, never shot there. We were just looking. We were looking for ammo, I believe. Yeah, they had 9mm practice rounds for like $12.
Pick up some ammo. I'm pretty much out of it for my 45, and I need a little bit for my 32 H&K Mag.
For 8 gigs, I might have to jump the 285 guys.